Blog Talk Radio.
Live worldwide.
Word! Come on, y'all, let's rock up.
Take it over, radio frequency. Miss J in the morning.
Thank you.
morning, everybody. It's your girl, Ms. J. And yes, that was none other than Janelle Monae featuring Erykah Badu. The track is called Queen. Revolutionary song starting you off right now, today, Tuesday, with me, your girl, Ms. J. It's Ms. J in the morning. Good morning to everyone who has tuned in to listen live. Those of you who woke up a little bit late and need to listen to me on the archive, it is okay. Just as long as you decided to tune in, I am thankful. I am grateful you are right here with me, ODing on positivity. Again, starting to show off with a bang, Janelle Monae featuring Erykah Badu, Queen. Letting y'all know it don't matter what you say. I'm going to do what I was born to do, be who I was born to be, and achieve what was created for me. Today's show is a shout out to all my revolutionary people out there getting up, defying the odds, breaking statistics in half, standing up for what you believe, and being who you were created to be. We got a lot of great music coming on. We got some good news coming up as well. I'm excited about today. Today is the second day of my relaunch of Ms. J in the Morning. Yes, give it up. Round of applause. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I've missed you all, and it feels so, so, so good to be back on air. Yesterday, we had an amazing show, and if you missed it, never worry about it, because as soon as the show is recorded live, it is archived right here on blogtalkradio.com. All you got to do is log in to blogtalkradio.com/Ms.J. Thank you so much, everybody, for tuning in. I'm your host today, Ms. J. We started out the right way with Janelle Monae featuring Erykah Badu on Queen. But you know what? I'm going to keep it going to my revolutionary people out there. I know you're unbreakable, so here's none other than Miss Janet. Unbreakable.
I said through my mistakes, it's just a part of growing. And never for a single moment did I ever go without your love. You made me feel wanted. I want to tell you how important you are to me. And I I get lost in love.
Hi, y'all. This is Stacia from Atlanta, Georgia. And whenever I need to OD on positivity, I'm always listening to Miss J in the morning.
Chrisette Michelle right here on Miss J in the morning, high above the drama, strutting like a rock star. Watch me as I walk in my 10-foot stilettos. Go, girl. Chrisette Michelle, you know what? I want to say congratulations to Chrisette Michelle. If you didn't know, recently in news, Chrisette Michelle announced that she is officially engaged to her boyfriend. So she is soon to be Chrisette Michelle Ellison. Congratulations to you guys. Love is in the air, and I love it all. Right before that, none other than Miss Janet, if you're nasty. Unbreakable. Right here on Miss J in the morning. I'm your host today, Miss J, and good morning to those of you who are just tuned in, starting your day off the right way while we OD on positivity right here, Miss J in the morning on blogtalkradio.com. We got a lot going on this show. Giving a shout out to all the revolutionary people, getting you started, getting you motivated, getting you to walk above all of the drama. Let people know no matter what, I'm unbreakable. I am royalty. I am a queen. I am a king. Make sure you share right now that you can call in and listen live on your phone. So if you got to get up and go to work, don't worry about it. Just call me, area code 646 646- 646-716-8230. Again, 646-716-8230. Long distance charges do apply, but you need to go ahead and do that. If not, then you can go ahead and log into blogtalkradio.com/Ms. J in the morning. We got a lot of news going on right now. Most popular news and most recent news, there has been over 160,000 pounds of ground beef being recalled in the United States for possible E. coli bacteria poisoning. Those of you who don't know what E. coli is, go ahead and Google it, but it is a very dangerous and potentially deadly bacteria that is found in beef, processed beef, when it's not processed right. Now, the USDA Food Safety Inspection Services has recalled this beef that has, 100, to be very clear, it's 167,427 pounds of ground beef that is being recalled out of a Nebraska-based meat company. Possible contamination. It's just crazy. The fear is people have already gone and purchased the beef. It was produced October 16th with the sale date of November 3rd. Those of you who buy your ground beef, you freeze it, you've had it for a minute, go check your meat. Make sure you do not eat it. Do not feed it to your family because it is potentially deadly. How do you know? You can look. It will say established EST 20420. Again, stamped on the beef will read EST period 20420. No matter where you are in the United States, make sure you check your beef. If you bought any beef around the date of October 16th, make sure you go to your local grocer and ask them, is this beef cleared for purchase? If it was me, y'all, I'd just throw it all out. Better safe than sorry. I don't eat beef. I do eat meat, but major news in the United States, over 160,000 pounds of ground beef has been recalled. Because of this recall, popular stores, chains like Chipotle, everybody loves Chipotle, have been forced to close at least 43 restaurants because of the E. coli outbreak. Restaurants are shutting down. I'm pretty sure they're going to report more restaurants that need to shut down, depending on where this Nebraska-based meat company delivers. But you need to make sure to visit online the U.S. Department of Agriculture, the USDA Food Safety and Inspection Services website. Just Google the beef recall and get information on what's going on with the food that you consume. So I'll be posting it online. Make sure you guys get your information and keep you safe. There's a lot of stuff that's going on besides bad meat. There's a lot of bad thoughts and bad talk out there in the media. And what I want to do is to make sure that, you know what, we get an opportunity to tell all these people to shut up. There's a lot of stuff going on in the world. And you know what, there's a lot of pressure to just survive. Just survive life and get going. You get in schools and you have a fear of being harassed, being bullied, being even beaten by your local officer or truancy officer. You have fears of your safety walking down the street. You have all this stuff going on in America where it's difficult to just live your life being who you are. I work for a government office, and every day we fear that someone will come in there and just go crazy. History has shown many many acts of violence in schools, violence in public places. And why do we want to go through all of this stress, all of this drama, when we just want to live and have a great time? I want to encourage everybody, don't live in fear. No matter what you're going through, no matter what you're experiencing, the saying is true, tomorrow is never promised. So you want to take advantage of every single day. Make sure you get in there. Get into your day and do everything the right way. like starting it off right now with me, Miss J. It's Miss J in the morning. Tell all your haters it don't matter. Today's show is dedicated to all the people who are living a revolutionary life, the ones who are not letting depression get you, the ones who are not letting the naysayers stop you, the ones who are not letting doubt and fear block you from your dreams. You're busting through it wide open, starting your day off, getting ready to take over. Don't take sides. Take over. Make sure you're doing things that are positive in life. Make sure that you are leaving a positive mark in your community, no matter how small it may seem, no matter how major it may be, no matter what the investment, no matter what the cost, your life matters. There is someone watching you, someone waiting for you to do what you were born to do, and they can't move on until you do it. So I'm here to motivate you and let you know to keep going. Don't let them haters stop you. So listen to my girl, Miss Jill Scott, and tell them haters, no matter what, go ahead and hate on me because I'm going to do what I do.
Silver platter, would it even matter? You'd still be mad at me if I could find an old a dozen roses, which I would give to you.
If you're just tuning in, welcome to one of the best morning shows in the world. Literally, I am live worldwide. Shouts out to everybody who was listening today. Thank you for those of you who are sending me messages and excited about the show starting back up. All of my listeners out there in Japan, in Germany, in the UK, and even South Africa. Those of you who are listening in Canada and in America, no matter what coast you are on, the East Coast, West Coast, up North, Midwest, dirty. It don't matter. I'm so glad that you listen to me Monday through Friday, 8:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. I'm right here on blogtalkradio.com/Ms, M-I-Z, J, in the morning, where we start our day the right way, ODing on positivity, making sure you keep informed right before the musical break. By the way, that was Hate on Me by Miss Jill Scott. I was talking about some important news in America regarding food. Major beef recall. If you want to read the entire story by the USDA food safety website, it is posted on my Twitter. It is posted on my Facebook. So make sure that you follow me, Ms. M-I-Z-J at Twitter. I'm on Facebook. Make sure you like my page. You can go ahead and Google me, or the best way is just to log on to blogtalkradio.com/Ms. J in the morning, and you'll have all my links and find out how to get in touch with me. While the show is going on, I am live. I am trending. I am communicating on Twitter, on Facebook, and soon to be on Skype. So you guys get to see me live while I'm recording, get to communicate with everybody out there. So make sure you follow me. Make sure you share that you can call in and listen live on your phone. All you have to do is dial area code 646-716-8230. Again, 646-716-8230. Make sure you call in and listen live on your phone. Coming up, we got the ever so popular area code check-in with your girl, Miss J, putting it down for everybody that's calling in, so don't miss out. As soon as you call in, I get to see your area code, get to give you a shout-out. No matter where you're repping around the world, make sure you call in. Today's show is dedicated to those revolutionary people out there, those of you who are defying the odds, those of you who are rebelling, those of you who are not conforming in a positive way, not condoning anyone who are breaking any laws or breaking any rules for the sake negative or ill intentions, but those of you who are not letting all those whispers in your ear to slow you down, those of you who have stopped doing some things in life that you were passionate about, maybe it was a hobby, maybe it was a goal to go back to school, to start a business, to try a new thing, but you allow somebody else to stop you because of their position in your life. You allowed yourself to stop you because of fear and because of doubt. Today's show is dedicated to you, to encourage you to keep going, and don't let no one stop what you're doing. Don't let nobody tell you that you can't, because you can. No matter how young you are, no matter how old you are, yes, you can. Shout out to our president, President Barack Obama, and the entire First Family and the entire White House and their administration. Starting out with his campaign, he always said, yes, we can, and he did. It starts with a word. It starts with a vision. It starts with you opening your mouth and saying that you believe who you were created to be. You believe that what you were created to have will be yours. You have to put one foot in front of the other and keep on trucking. No matter what the journey brings you, never, never stop. Life happens, people. It happens, and sometimes it doesn't feel too good. Sometimes it hurts. Sometimes it makes you cry. You lose people. You lose things. You lose opportunities, but you have to make sure that you don't lose yourself. If you have the opportunity to wake up today, you were given the greatest gift ever, the gift of life, and another opportunity to show the world who you were created to be. I want to encourage everybody out there and let you know that I've been there. I've been homeless. I've slept in a car. I've been on aid, getting federal government money just to survive, not even enough. I've been there. I understand how hard it is. I am a single parent. I know the struggle. Like everybody say, the struggle is real. But it didn't stop me. I had a great support system around me who told me, you know what, Jay, you were created for greatness, and I believe in you. I'm here for you. I'm here with you. We may not have it all, but we do have each other. And sometimes it's all you need is someone to be honest and say, you know what, I see you. I appreciate you, and I want to encourage you. So your girl, Miss J, is starting out today telling you that I see you, I appreciate you, and I want to encourage you to continue to do what you do. The first step in doing that is letting all the old stuff go. Yesterday is gone. Even this morning, when you got out of bed, that moment is over. Any arguments and ill will and hurtful feelings that you're holding on to is nothing but baggage. And you want to make sure to let that go. You can't move forward with a whole bunch of baggage in your life. So we're going to get right back to the music. Here's my girl, Erykah Badu, talking about all them bag ladies. Let it go.
Harlem, and you're listening to Miss J in the Morning. Let's get lifted.
It's your girl, Ms. J. Shouts out to everybody who was tuning in right before I came on. That was your girl, Ms. Erica Badu, a throwback bag lady. Let it go, let it go, let it go, let it go. Today's show is dedicated to all of my revolutionary people out there listening. Make sure that they're not just starting new trends, but they are changing minds, breaking those bad habits, making sure that you create new and more effective habits in your life, the habits that are going to push you forward. Ms. J is here to start you off the right way. We OD on positivity right here Monday through Friday, 8:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, blogtalkradio.com. All you have to do is log on blogtalkradio.com/Ms. J in the morning. That's M-I-Z-J in the morning. You can also listen live right through your phone. So while you're on your way to work, you got a mount to mount the phone, the auxiliary to put it in your car. If you're at work, put your earbuds in and call me at 646-716-8230. Tell everybody to call in. We got the area code check-in coming up right now. So when you call in, I see your area code. Give you a shout-out to whatever area you're in around the world. We are live worldwide recording Ms. J in the morning, talking about my revolutionary people and encouraging you not to let anything hold you back, taking the first step, letting go of all the old baggage, letting go of all the old thoughts, letting go of all the old habits, and starting new. If you had an opportunity to start yesterday and you screwed up a little bit, guess what? You are given another day to start again. So welcome to a new day. Welcome to a new era. Welcome to a new start in your life. No matter how small it may seem, no matter how major it is, invest in yourself. The greater you is what will help a greater life for others. It is. I tell people all the time, my life is an open book, to help heal those that are trapped in theirs. Sometimes your purpose is not just, well, not sometimes, all the time. Your purpose is not just for you. It's also for somebody else. But sometimes we get caught in focusing on only ourselves for the sake of ourselves or the ones that we love. But we have to pay attention that there are other people watching. There are other people listening. Those that you think aren't paying attention really are. So you have to be careful. Stay motivated. Don't quit. Don't give up. Make sure you do all that you can. The saying goes, tomorrow is never promised, and it's so true. You have to make sure to leave your mark in life in a positive way. Make sure you're impacting your community in a positive way. Doesn't matter how soon you start or how late you start. You might have forgotten. You might have gotten sidetracked. Life happens, and we all understand that. We all experience that. Sometimes it doesn't feel too good. Sometimes it doesn't seem right. Sometimes life just doesn't seem fair. But you are given a new day, and congratulations for waking up with me, your girl, Ms. J, the right way, right here on Ms. J in the morning. Earlier in the show, we're talking about food in the news. Yes, food. I love food. Most of us love to eat, so you got to be careful. First alert, beef recall in the United States of America. Over 160,000 pounds of processed beef has been recalled, forcing popular food chain stores like Chipotle to shut down. Chipotle is shutting down approximately 43 stores around America. If you want to get more news and more info and insight about that, make sure you follow me on Twitter. Posted the link to the official article. Also follow me on Facebook. I'll post it all throughout the day. Communicate with me. Shout out to those of you who are sharing and listening online on Facebook. Thank you so much. But in happier news in food, today in America is National Sandwich Day. Did y'all know we had a National Sandwich Day? How cool is that? I love those type of days. I love those days to honor good things in life and help us get motivated. So it's National Sandwich Day. CNN actually posted an article talking about the most popular sandwiches in America. They have the six most popular sandwiches in America, those sandwiches that have gone above and beyond what we believe should be for America and our food and the things that we love, and has stayed with us for years. Unfortunately, right now, anything that has beef, we don't want to focus on that. But in the list includes the top six sandwiches in America, the BLT, the bacon, lettuce, and tomato sandwiches. You know what? I don't eat pork. I eat turkey bacon. Those of you who don't like turkey bacon, I'm telling you, it's the bomb. But anyway, bacon, lettuce, and tomato, whether it's pork bacon or turkey bacon, or whether it's tofu bacon, however you do it, the BLT is pretty good. You know, sometimes I add a little cheese on there. That's great. But coming up right after the BLT is the grilled cheese sandwich. Oh, my gosh. You know, with this weather, it's getting rainy. It's fall. It's my favorite time of year, the holidays. A nice, gooey grilled cheese sandwich with tomato soup sounds oh, so good. After that, the popular amongst most children and those of us who are still adult children, the peanut butter and jelly sandwich, popular in America. Now, those of you on the East Coast know this next sandwich is what y'all like, the Philly cheesesteak. Now, we're not doing the beef right now, but the Philly cheesesteak is up there at number 4 on the list. And number 5, for those of you in the dirty South, the pulled pork sandwich. Just a whole bunch of ripped up, salty deliciousness, sometimes smothered in a whole bunch of barbecue sauce. Pulled pork sandwich comes in at number 5. Number 6, the Turkey Club. My favorite. Make the top 6 sandwiches the Turkey Club sandwich. Oh, my goodness. Get some avocado on there. Those of you that are in California, y'all know we slap avocado on almost everything, and it is divine. If you haven't tried it, make sure you try. Some of these sandwiches celebrate National Sandwich Day today in America to help you celebrate Subway. Yes, Subway is doing it up on today only. They have participating locations, so you have to make sure that your location is participating in National Sandwich Day. They have a good deal for customers who buy any 6-inch or foot-long sub plus a 30-ounce drink will be able to give another sub or for equal or lesser value for free to someone of their choice. So go buy a 6-inch or foot long and a 30-ounce drink, and you'll be able to give away another sandwich. What great deal is that for Subway? Shout out to Subway for doing that. I'm going to post the deal on Twitter, so make sure you follow me so you can get that deal. Celebrate National Sandwich Day and all that's going on in food today. I'm a foodie, y'all. You know I love it. Check out the alert for the beef recall. Make sure, I wouldn't even suggest ordering anything with beef anywhere on today until we get this thing hashed out. But National Sandwich Day, not only do you get a great deal, but you also get to share some love with somebody else. So you order your 6-inch or your foot long plus a 30-ounce drink, you get to get one of equal or lesser value to give to somebody else. Share a sandwich today. National Sandwich Day in America. Yes, I am excited about it. I know what I'm going to have for lunch. I already talked to a few friends yesterday when I saw the commercial and said, hey, let me get a sandwich. I'll give you one free. You get a sandwich, give another person one free, a homeless person that's out there. Great opportunity to do a random act of kindness, buy a sandwich. I'll go ahead and get the foot long because the price really isn't much difference. And you can probably split it in half and share with 2 people. Oh, get double for your trouble. And I don't think that's too much trouble to share a free sandwich. You know what I mean? I'm just saying. If I'm blessed, I want to bless somebody else. So I'm going to go back to some music. Here's my girl Jill Scott doing what she do best, sharing some awesome music. Here's Blessed on Miss J in the Morning.
This is the last take for the night. Understand it's kind of late, and I got to get home to my son. So special to me, I mean, I gotta see him, I need to breathe him, that's my baby, don't call me crazy, I love the studio, but I love him more, let me give you what I got, so, I woke up in the morning feeling fresh to death, I'm so blessed, yes, yes, I went to sleep stressed, woke up refreshed, I'm so blessed, yes, yes, water in my face and everything is in its place, peace of mind, even my grace, I'm so blessed. Yes, yes, yes. My grandma almost lived to see 92. I'm so blessed. Yes, 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 yes. My son was born healthy and beautiful. I'm so blessed. Yeah, yes. My mama's on my right side, daddy on my left. Yes. My son, father doing his absolute. I'm so blessed, blessed, blessed. and I know what I know. Trouble gon' happen, it's just the way it be. Ain't nothing coming easily in this life. Sometimes you gotta work and you gotta grow and it gotta hurt. I'm sure you know, take a look around. Woke up this morning listening to this song, you're so blessed. Yes, yes, gonna rock the dawn all night long, you're so blessed. Yes. Hands up in the air, waving like we just don't care. We're so blessed, yeah, yeah, yeah. Woke up in the morning feeling fresh to death. Went to sleep stressed, woke up refreshed. My mama's on my right side, daddy on my left. I'm so blessed, yes, yes.
Markeela Walker telling you to stay tuned to Miss J, Miss J, Miss J in the morning.
It's the journey.
Oh,
Have you guys ever heard that song? What's up? It's your girl, Miss J. You have tuned in to Miss J in the Morning. That was none other than Tisha Campbell Martin. Y'all remember the girl who played Gina on the show Martin? Okay, it was a hit popular show back in the 90s. I think it's still popular today. I still watch the reruns. But the girl who played Gina, Martin's girlfriend, one of the most popular hit shows. She's done a lot of things in the industry. Tisha Campbell Martin. That's her latest single called Still Here, S-T-E-E-L, Here. Still Here, a new song. When I first heard it, previewed the song, the video, I kind of didn't get it. But after you listen to the lyrics and actually get into what she's saying, it's pretty cool. I want to know what your opinion is about it. New music right here on Miss J in the Morning. Right before that, none other than Miss Jill Scott with the song Blessed. You're so blessed, and I'm blessed to be with all of you today. Right now, it's time for the area code check-in. So those of you who are called in, if you want to get in on this real quick, make sure you call in 646-716-8230. 646-716-8230. Going to go ahead and lock all of you in who are calling in right now. Now I'm trying to give you the opportunity to do it, so I'm going to keep on talking. Those of you who want to call in and get in on this area code check-in, go ahead and make sure you do it for yourself. Now, here we go, yo. Shout out to those of you who have called in. It's the area code check-in, so we're going to say what's up to 773-238-830-716-703-713-770-703-213-323-216-218-918-916-209-756-78-304-704-404. All of you who have called in. Thank you very much for calling in and joining me today on Miss J in the Morning. Today's show was dedicated to all my revolutionary people out there that are doing things to defy the odds, making sure you're leaving a positive mark in your community, doing things to change old ways and old habits, not only for yourself, but for your community, for the next generation, for those that you love, even those that you don't even know. Make sure you recognize that you are being watched. I'm not talking about Big Brother. Or it may be a big brother. I'm talking about those that are connected to you directly and even indirectly. Your life matters. Your life matters to this world. Make sure you leave your mark. Make sure you make an imprint. I am excited to have another opportunity to share with you on today some great music. Unfortunately, we're at the end of the show, but don't worry, y'all. Make sure you double trip out. I'll be right back here on tomorrow. Yes, you can join me Monday through Friday, 8:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on blogtalkradio.com/Ms. J in the Morning. That's M-I-Z-J in the Morning. I'm going to leave you with a great song. We're going to get out of here and groove the right way. Because once you make that first step of letting all the baggage go and moving full steam ahead in your destiny and in your purpose, you'll be just fine. So leave it with us today is my girl Mary J. Blige. We go party on out of here. I'm doing just fine, y'all.
You know I love music. And every time I hear something hot, it makes me want to move. It makes me want to have fun. But it's something about this joint right here. This joint right here.